Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Anna's Journey. I am your show's host, Anna Renault, and if you want to know more about me, I do invite you to visit my website, annarenault.com, and that's A-N-N-A-R-E-N-A-U-L-T. And my website has recently been updated, but will probably be updated again because things just keep changing and I keep doing all kinds of things. And it's just been a really exciting 2017, to say the least. So look at my website, annarenault.com, and there will be information there about me, about the books I've written, about this radio show. And there's a new page now for a blog. And there are, I think, 3 posts so far on the blog. And these so far have been some things that I just promote from time to time. Most recently, I wrote, Cancer is Not Always a Death Sentence. There's also an article in July about melanoma skin cancer is still a deadly problem. And also in July, I wrote, Cancer Support Foundation Works to Help Maryland Cancer Community. So again, I invite you to visit my website, and if you want to make contact with me, if you want to respond to the show, if you want to ask questions that I can answer on a future show, please feel free to contact me through my website. I greatly appreciate it. Now, I also, before I jump into the shows, I always announce my airtime sponsor, and this month that is Lucky Dog Wellness. Owner Jane Rainier is a canine wellness specialist. She really is dedicated and strives to help aging dogs or other dogs who may have chronic illness or disease, certainly those that are showing signs of aging. But she also deals with even new-to-your-home dogs, people who have maybe rescued a dog, adopted a dog from the pound, certainly any dog that might be having some trouble adjusting to your house. Dogs that might have some anxiety, stress, pain, or even a few behavioral issues, she'll be glad to help you out. I know I found it interesting to go to her website and read the 10 common pet health myths, M-Y-T-H, myths, because as much as I thought I knew about dogs, I found out there were things that I thought were true that weren't necessarily true. Jane also has a Fifi corner on her website. Fifi is her marketing assistant. It's a small doll that she made of a dog. And Fifi goes to networking events, gets her picture taken here and there. But she's also written a book, Fifi and Friends, to really promote healthy, responsible pet ownership. So check out Lucky DogWellness.com, and that's LuckyDogWellness. LuckyDogWellness.com, owner Jane Rainier, canine specialist. Now, if you're in Maryland, and especially around the Baltimore area, Jane does teach pet first aid at both Hartford Community College and Anne Arundel Community College. So if you want to be a certified pet first aid person, take Jane's class and get that certificate. It will be fantastic. I know I never had a first aid box for our dog until I crossed paths with Jane. It's not something that I had ever really thought about. Certainly when I babysit the dog when my granddaughter is away, I never thought to even ask for the vet's phone number. Something that you certainly would do if you were babysitting a child, you would ask for the pediatrician's phone number. So it's really been interesting to cross paths with Lucky Dog Wellness. Now, I also, with the end of summer coming, Labor Day holiday coming around, schools are starting, it's amazing that there's also an increased need for blood. So every so often throughout the year, I give the public service announcement, please think about donating blood. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS. they would love to have you come in. There are some requirements in terms of how old you have to be, how healthy you have to be. Certainly, I think the youngest that they want you to be is 17 years old. They'd like you to weigh at least 130 pounds, be 5'1" or taller. Certainly, there are some things about different age groups, different heights, weights in most states. There are some states that require that you be at least 18 years old. In a few places, you might be 16. So check out the redcross.org, actually redcrossblood.org, and you'll find the eligibility requirements for donating. We need to have a good supply of safe blood, both for the donors and the recipients. And there are different things. You can give whole blood. People lay down or sit in a chair and give a pint of blood. Or maybe you just go in and they take part of your blood, filter out the platelets or the plasma, and they put the rest back in at the same time. There are different options, and it's life-saving. So think about that. Now, I also want to give a big shout-out to Ginny Robertson, which is Ginny Robertson LLC, a networking group for women that meet face-to-face here in Maryland, but there's also a global website on Facebook. So take a look at that and see what Ginny Robertson is up to these days, because it has been really interesting, all the things that Ginny is doing. Here in Maryland and even in Northern Virginia, she has about 8 meetings a month where women can get together face-to-face. And Ginny really does strive to give women a safe place where they can exercise or practice their elevator speech, their little 1 minute, 5 minute, whatever, little talk about who they are and what they do. They can explore their gifts, experiment with ideas. It certainly has created a community, and it's now On Purpose Woman Community. And they have connections over coffee meeting from 10 to 12, like I said, about 8 times a month in different areas, certainly in Northeast Maryland, up around Bel Air, certainly in Western Maryland, in Frederick, down towards D.C., and certainly all through Central Maryland with Baltimore and Columbia. There are a number of opportunities to participate. Now, it is a membership organization. You can pay an annual fee and attend all the meetings you want for free. Or you can be a guest and come 3 times for free. Or you can pay each time you come to a meeting. So there are lots of options there. And Ginny is getting ready to do another absolutely wonderful annual conference. This will be the 6th annual On Purpose Woman National Conference happening on October 27th and 28th, very near the BWI airport. So those that are flying in, I know we have one guest at least coming in from Florida that I've talked to recently. So check out GinnyRobertson.com, GinnyRobertson.com. Absolutely awesome networking organization, which is where I met our guest for today's show, Laura Johnson, who is the owner of Hummingbird Wealth Management. And Laura is doing actually a 5-show series with me about financial planning, about wealth management. So let's bring our guest on the line, on the air with me. Hello, Laura. How are you today? Hi.
I'm well, thank you. Good morning. How are you?
I am trying to hang in there. I'm waiting for the sun to break out. And so far, it's a little bit dark around here, and that I don't like because I'm not ready for more rain. We have had so much rain, I think we're going to float away. I've been teasing about the fact that I actually have waterfront property right now. We have so much water from all the rain. And believe me, I do not have waterfront property, but it certainly looks that way. So this is show two. We had a show just 2 weeks ago where we were talking about our finances, the money in our pocket, something that always draws people's attention. And today, I believe we agreed that we were going to talk about, what did we agree to talk about? Preparing for retirement? Is that today's topic?
Sounds like it to me, yes.
Sounds like a good place to start. Well, before we jump in case people weren't listening the first time or they haven't gone to listen to the replay, tell us a little bit about you and why you got into financial management.
Sure thing. So my name is Laura Johnson. I'm the owner of Hummingbird Wealth Management, and I have been a certified financial planner for 24 years. I originally started with a local bank and worked with them for a long time and decided about 4.5 years ago that my calling really was to do something more specialized, that, you know, I really like to build my relationships with my clients. And when I build those relationships, I'm trying to learn a lot about where they've been in life financially and emotionally, where they are now, and what their goals are for the future. And where we specialize is making sure their investments, their retirement plan, their estate plan, anything financially related to those goals is aligned with them, and make sure they have a plan so that when curveballs are dealt to us, we know how to deal with them. And because without a plan, sometimes, you know, when you're dealt a curveball, it can be very depressing and give you a lot of anxiety. So with a plan, at least we can say, okay, well, let's just modify the plan slightly, whatever that modification might be. So that's where we sit at Hummingbird Wealth Management.
It's a very good place to be sitting. Now, I have never used you professionally, but it was certainly awesome to cross paths with you at Jenny Robertson's Connections Over Coffee, because you talked about things that I have been trying to preach to younger people. I'm now 67. I am retired. And fortunately or unfortunately, depending on how you look at it, I had those curveballs thrown at me. And it required that I sit down and make a plan and figure out what's next and what if. And as a result, I did have a plan. So when cancer came along and I wasn't able to work for a while, I had a plan. When my house burned down, I had a plan. I mean, life happens, and it can really devastate you. And unfortunately, certainly I know I've crossed paths with many cancer patients over the past 40 years that wind up in bankruptcy because they have no idea what finances they have available when something like that comes and turns your life upside down. Now, like I said, we're going to talk a little bit about building that retirement plan today. I can still remember, I guess it's been at least 30 years ago, when people at the office started talking about 401ks and 358s and all these numbers of these plans, and I'm thinking, what the heck are they talking about? I didn't know one plan from another. It's not something they teach in school. It was like, how do you find out about all these things? So where would you like to start?
Sure. Well, I think it's best to start with maybe a story. When I was 18 years old, I worked for the bank that I mentioned earlier, and I was a teller there. And the manager was the very first time I was getting a raise, and was very excited about that. And when he handed me my raise was the equivalent of $600 a year. And before he handed it to me, he said, "Laura, what are you going to do with this $600? I'm like, "Well, I'm 18 years old. I'm in college. I'm pretty sure I'm going to use it on pizza, beer, and gas in my car." And he says, "Well, I want you to take time and think about something. How much is this $600 a month? How much is this $600 a paycheck? And how much is this $600 after taxes?" So he got me thinking. And in that process of thinking, he educated me on the plan that my employer had at the time, which was a 401k plan. Now, many employers have different kinds of plans, but a retirement plan is a retirement plan. There's a lot of similarities and differences, but when an employer offers a plan, it's, let's just call it a retirement plan. But when he educated me on that and was able to tell me, you know, your paycheck is going to go up after taxes, probably $18 a paycheck, it got me thinking. And at the age of 18, I started contributing to our 401k plan. And what was pretty cool about that, besides the fact that I was saving for retirement at 18, was that someone stopped and educated me about the importance of looking to my future and saving for my future. You know, many times I get people in my office who are more concerned about their children and their college education than they are about their own retirement, to the extent they haven't even started saving for their own retirement. And what I tell them is that, you know, when you get into retirement, there are no student loans, there are no grants, there are no scholarships. There is only what you've saved, Social Security, and possibly another job. Well, while your children, when they go to college, there are grants, there are student loans, there are scholarships, and they can also work part-time to help put themselves through school. So it's very important that we're thinking about, well, what if I retire, what's going to happen when I retire at 65? So that's the initial story I like to give people. I mean, as far as types of retirement plans and how much you should be saving, there is no magic potion. There is no magic answer for, you know, how much you should be saving. There is no magic answer for which products you should be using to save. The fact that you're saving is what's important. And then when you get into the details, that's when you talk to someone like me. Is an IRA going to be better than a Roth IRA? My company doesn't have a 401k, so what are my options? I can only put away $25 a paycheck. Why should I even bother? Well, I'll answer that question right now. Well, you should bother because even $25 a paycheck over the next 10 years is going to be more than nothing a paycheck over the next 10 years. And the other thing that I get from individuals that walk into my office is, you know, I'm already 50 years old, Laura. What's the point of starting now? Well, it's better late than never, and it's really not late. I mean, even at 50 or 60 or 65, if you haven't saved for retirement, saving something is going to help when you do decide that you want to stop working. So every
especially
bit,
when
like
you
I
decide
said,
at age 51 like I did. You know, it's important that you put money away. Like you said, you get a pay raise. It's $18 a check. What if you put just 5 of that away? Well, 5 over 50 weeks, if you get paid weekly, you know, that adds up to a couple hundred the first year, and then a couple hundred the second year, and then you start adding in interest, and it starts to grow, and it does make a difference, because when I did retire at 51, I still couldn't take money out because the plan I had said I had to wait until a certain age, but at least now that I've reached that certain age, I can take some of that money out, plus it made a difference in what money I earned each year that I had to pay taxes on because I was able to set it aside pre-tax. I mean, there are all kinds of benefits, but if nobody stops you, like your boss did when you were 18, you don't know these things. You know, it's not some kind of magic osmosis that this information comes into our heads. Just like with a lot of little kids, they know if they go over and turn the light switch, the light comes on. They never stop to think, oh, mommy and daddy sent a check to the electric company to make sure the electric comes on. You know, and these are things that we need to talk to our young people about. I was very happy when my granddaughter got her job. And one of the first things they talk about in their intro to the company is that they do have this retirement plan and that they hope you stay, you know, for years and years and that you participate in this retirement plan. She's been there 10 years now. And when that annual statement comes, or what I think it's quarterly, the statement comes, and you see the interest growing and you see the balance growing, it's really nice to know that she has planned for what if she has to retire early. Mine primarily was a medical decision at 51. I had my years of service, but it was really because of my medical problems that I said, you know, I just need to retire and maybe work part-time somewhere or just stay home. Well, I'm still working part-time because I like what I do, and I can do it from home. But I wouldn't have been in that position if somebody hadn't sat me down, actually at age 27, with cancer the first time, saying, what if? What if you have to retire early? What if you, you know, can't work anymore? What are your plans? And like you said, it doesn't matter which plan you pick, so long as you pick something. Now, do banks talk to people about this?
Well,
I think that's
pretty
rare.
Yeah, I actually don't think that they do. I think that, you know, my situation in which I had both my boss and then even in my earlier years, my mom talked to me about the importance of savings. I think it's up to us as individuals, whether we have that level of expertise or not, to guide people around us, whether they be young or older. I mean, like I said, I've had clients walk in my office. I'm 50 years old or I'm 60 years old, and I haven't saved a dime for retirement. And what would be the point? What's the purpose of it at this point? And I think it's up to us to share that information. If you're not knowledgeable in that information, then pointing, you know, your child or your loved one or your friend or your coworker in the direction of someone who is knowledgeable. You know, and to be able to say it doesn't matter whether it's $20 a month or if it's $200 a month or $2,000 a month. It's as long as you're saving something for the future. You know, I have a chart in one of the workshops that I do that, you know, a lot of people favor a different coffee house that they might go to, but they may spend somewhere upwards of $7, $8, $9, $10 a drink or a week or whatever it might be. Well, $10 a week in coffee over a 10-year period that's invested in the stock market in 10 years could be the equivalent of $120,000. Well, I don't know about you, but while $120,000 might not be enough to retire off of, it definitely gives you a little peace of mind knowing that there's something there that you can access in case of an emergency or to supplement your income. And so that's just a little example I give everyone that even at $10 a week, you're going to be able to have some kind of retirement savings set aside to be able to assist you should something happen that you have to retire early or you don't have any other assets to pull from. So to answer your question, though, who do they go to? You know, go to somebody like me. I don't charge anything to sit down and talk to someone and give them, you know, this type of advice. You know, I give 1 hour consultations free of charge just to kind of educate. Education is a big piece of what I like to do. If you have another financial advisor in the family or somebody that your family members use, utilize them. I say the more education that you can get, the better off you're going to be in the long run.
I know certainly back in the 1980s, there was a major financial crisis. My parents' bank closed. They had no money. They had money in the bank that closed, but they didn't have any access to that money, which is how I wound up with this house. I wound up getting a mortgage, buying the house from my parents, so they had money to live on. And again, I happen to have, you know, that retirement plan, and I thought, well, a house would certainly play into my financial stability. And here I am, since 1984, still in my house that my granddaughter now co-owns with me, who will inherit the house from me. It's a really nice little financial part of the plan. Not everybody has those options, but life happens. Financial crises happen. And when you have some options, it's really nice that you can come out on top, that you don't have to, you know, go into bankruptcy and you don't have to sell your soul to make ends meet and whatever. Because I have some people who have done that. They've actually sold their living room set to pay a mortgage payment. Well, what do you then sit on, you know? They never realized that they did have some other options. When I had my house fire, the agent that came to the office on a regular basis to talk about the retirement plans wanted to know if I wanted a loan from my retirement plan. I never knew such a thing existed. Fortunately, I didn't need it. I had Prudential Homeowners, and they rebuilt my house for me. But there are so many financial things that people don't know about, and they need to know about people like you, Laura, who can inform them, who can educate them.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, any age.
I agree. Yeah, I agree. And it's one of the things that I try to get out there and educate as much as possible, whether it be in the schools or through workshops or through groups like where you and I met with Jenny. I think that education and knowledge, you know, whether it be what I share with individuals or what you share with individuals or what Jenny shares with individuals, but that sharing of knowledge is so important on so many levels. And being willing to, on the opposite side of it, being willing to listen and learn, you know, I don't think that I would have been as successful in doing what I've done if I didn't listen and learn to my mom when I was younger about saving money and to my boss, you know, the story I mentioned earlier in this interview. I was open to learning and listening. I didn't have a chip on my shoulder and say, well, I'm 18. What do I have to worry about retirement for? I was like, well, you know what? Maybe there's some value in what this person is trying to tell me. So, yeah, definitely I encourage people to not only share their knowledge but listen to the knowledge of others. There's always something to learn.
But it's also the fact that when you say to a young person, you know, you put in $5 or $10 a week and in 10 or 15 years or so, you're going to have $100,000. That $100,000, hopefully, is showing dollar signs in their brain and at some point will make a difference in some of their decisions of what they do. Now, I mentioned my granddaughter when she was much, much younger. Fortunately, she was in the main house. I was in the in-law apartment. She learned then that when she helped me do dishes, do laundry, do whatever, she got a little bit of money. She always put part of that into her savings account. And then come Christmas time, she had money to spend. And even then, she never spent all of her money. When she turned 18 and I signed her savings account over to her, she went out and bought a car. She had enough money to go out and buy a car. Not every 18-year-old with their first job can go out and buy a car for cash.
Yeah.
You know, it's just one of those unbelievable, you know, really good things that happened, and she has learned the value of savings. I can still see her face just light up whenever I would take her to the credit union and she'd make her deposit and they would, you know, mark her book, and she'd say, look, they gave me money, meaning her interest. I mean, she just thought that was the greatest thing in the world. But again, unless we are training our young people the value of the money in their pocket, they're not going to learn it by osmosis. They really aren't. Now, you mentioned us meeting at Ginny's and going out and educating. Ginny is a networking organization for small businesses. I think this is a really big topic for people who are in business. A lot of them are solopreneurs, you know, a company of one. How many of them are thinking about retirement? How many of them are planning any kind of retirement fund? Money's tight or profits are low. Mm-hmm. They just don't think about what if, what's coming mm-hmm. up down the road. What do they need to plan for? What do you say mm-hmm. to some of these young people or older people, these entrepreneurs?
Well, yeah, as a solopreneur, actually, I just hired my first assistant as a solopreneur, but as a solopreneur myself, I understand completely. You know, your head, you know, pointed down and pushing forward as hard as you can just to make the business successful. And it's hard to think about what if. You know, it's hard to think about things like not only retirement, but life insurance or a will or disability or any of those things, because all you're focused on, your energy is 100% focused on, is the success of your business and getting it up and running. But somewhere in there, I encourage them. I understand that that's what you're trying to do. But as you start to be making money with this organization, with this company that you've created, you really need to think about is what am I going to do 15, 10, 20, whatever years from now? Is this going to be is this the passion I'm going to follow to my grave? Because if you're not setting aside money for retirement, that you may have no option but to continue to do. And I've said frequently to my clients, friends, and family that I will continue to do what I do for Hummingbird Wealth Management probably until I do die. However, that doesn't mean I don't set up some kind of slush fund or retirement fund to help me along to be able to go part-time or just to be the face and voice of Hummingbird Wealth Management and allow others to run the business. So in that instance, I'm still encouraging you, whether your company is too small for a 401k, we're looking at things like SEP plans or simple plans or traditional IRA plans, or if it's large enough, we're looking at 401k plans and what's involved and entailed and what's the benefit to you. And if you've grown your company to a point that we can have employees, how is it important not only to attract good employees, but to retain good employees at the same time? So, but to go back, I understand sometimes as a solopreneur, all we can focus on is how are we getting that next client and how are we retaining the clients that we have and how do we continue to build business? But somewhere there in there, you have to be thinking about how long am I going to do this? And what is my backup plan and what are my resources to support that backup plan? It's always something that should be top of mind.
Well, as I mentioned many times on my show, I happen to be a cancer survivor for over 40 years. My first cancer was 1977. I was 27 years old. I mean, when I got that diagnosis, I was sitting there thinking, oh, my God, I'm going to die. I didn't. I, you know, went back to my regular job and it was as if nothing happened. But then cancer came back again and again and again. I have been very fortunate that, one, I survived, but also that I had resources in place. I had some savings put aside. I had some options where people were helping me out. You know, we need to think about the what ifs. One of the things that impressed me about your talk at Ginny's meeting when we first met was the fact that you talked about having your will in place, having that financial power of attorney in place, some important papers that we need to think about that are probably going to come into play more for me now as a senior at 67. And I gave copies to my granddaughter, and she's saying, why are you giving these to me? And I said, well, especially if I die, you need the will more than I do. I won't be here. You know, these are important pieces of, you know, legal papers that, you know, we do need to think about so many pieces to the puzzle. And it's just absolutely wonderful that you're out there educating people and talking about these things that we don't necessarily like to talk about. You know, nobody wants to talk about the fact that, you know, you're going to die. But we all are going to one of these days. I mean, nobody gets out of this world alive. So, you know, what do you have in place and who do you have to help you guide through all that? So, Laura, tell people how they can get in touch with you.
Sure. Well, my website address, which has all of my contact information and gives you a lot of resources to learn about me and Hummingbird Wealth Management, is www.hummingbirdwealth.com. And my phone number is 240-285-5579. And if you prefer email, my email address is laura@hummingbird.com.
I love the title, too. Hummingbirds are just so cute and just so wonderful and so energetic. It's perfect for a financial business, I think. So
thank you.
I'm really glad that we crossed paths. Now, we're also going to be doing a show on September 1st where we talk about finances, about divorce. When we all get married, we all want it to last forever. We want it the happy ever after. We want to live in paradise. And sometimes that just doesn't happen. September 15th, I think we're going to talk about estate conservation and how we can preserve wealth for our heirs. And then eventually we're going to talk about the children and the college funding and all those kinds of things. I really do thank you for really looking at the different topics that we talked about when we had breakfast one morning, because there are so many pieces to handling the money in our pockets. I mean, yeah, there are people that spend that $5 every day at Starbucks or someplace, and then they wonder why they don't have any extra money to do anything fun. But money, once it's spent, it's gone. You can't get it back. So putting it in the right place so that you can get it back when you retire, that it is in the right place, that you are being taken care of, is very, very important. Thanks for spending part of your morning with us, Laura. I look forward to September 15th when we get to talk more about money. I like talking about money. I'm glad that I had some mentors along the way that said, you know, you really need to look at this 401k. You really need to look at putting some money in the credit union. You really need to look at having a revolving credit card thing. I mean, things back in the 70s changed with the financial crisis in the 80s, and then we managed to get through the 90s, and then, 2008, we had another big crunch. Things happen, and you need to have things in place so that you can get through them. Thanks a lot. Take care and have a really great day. I need to announce my sponsors again before the computer cuts me off and says the show is over. You take care, and
okay,
I'll be talking to you again on September 15th about more financial wealth, Hummingbird Wealth Management.
Thank you, Anna. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. You take care. Yes, I have crossed paths with this awesome financial person that's, you know, just absolutely wonderful, full of information, educating people, and it's really great. Get in touch with Laura Johnson at Hummingbird Wealth Management. She will give you a 1 hour sit down, talk about where you are, where you want to go, what you're doing with your money, is it the right thing for you? And then you can decide whether or not you need her services. And that is just an absolute awesome offer from a small business person that really wants to make a difference in how your life goes. I want to give a big shout out to Ginny Robertson, since that's where Laura and I met. She has at least 8 face-to-face connections over coffee meetings from 10 to 12 all around the state of Maryland and even one in Virginia. On October the 27th and 28th, she's going to be hosting her 6th annual On Purpose Woman conference. It will be at a hotel near BWI Airport, so it's easily accessible, plenty of parking. Check out GinnyRobertson.com, and that's GinnyRobertson.com. And I also give a big shout out to my airtime sponsor for the month, and that is Lucky Dog Wellness. You can go to their website, LuckyDogWellness.com. Get in touch with Jane Rainier, who is a canine wellness specialist. She will be very happy and very eager to help you with an aging pet that may have chronic illness or disease, may be showing ages, signs of aging. Certainly, if there's a new dog in the house that's having problems adjusting to the new home, or a dog that may just be showing signs of anxiety and stress. And certainly with some of the storms we've been having, the electrical storms, we've had some dogs that have certainly had some stress lately. But Jane is fantastic. I tease her about being a dog whisperer. She just really connects with our four-legged pets. She also teaches pet first aid at Anne Arundel Community College and Harford Community College. So if you want to be certified, if you're in some type of volunteer services at the SPCA, or if you're in some kind of a community group where you have a lot of pets and you want to be certified in first aid to make sure the pets are well taken care of, get in touch with Jane, LuckyDogWellness.com. That's LuckyDogWellness.com. You can call Jane at 410-961-3542. And my public service announcement today is, don't forget that the American Red Cross always needs a fresh supply of blood. Blood can only stay on the shelf for just so long, and then it has to be disposed of. However, this time of the year, the end of summer, Labor Day weekend coming up, back to school celebrations, there is a large, huge need for blood due to accidents and injuries. So think about getting in touch with the Red Cross. You can go to redcrossblood.org to find out all the eligibility requirements, certainly all the different ways that you can donate blood that most people never even think about. So think about that today. Thanks a lot for listening to Anna's Journey here on Blog Talk Radio. As I mentioned, Laura Johnson with Financial Planning will be back on the air on September 1st, September 15th, and September 29th. And we're going to be talking again about different factors of what our money does for us or should be doing for us. I will also be back on the air on August the 30th with Nell's Tax Help. And she's talking about ways that we need to think about what we should be doing with especially small businesses to make sure that we're not in trouble with the IRS. Chanel worked for the IRS for 15 years as an auditor, so she knows both sides of the desk, and she really is striving to help people. I also have a couple of authors scheduled. I also have a couple of other small businesses. So listen to Anna's Journey here on Blog Talk Radio. Look at my website, AnnaRenault.com, and thanks a lot for being with us this morning. Take care. Remember, the shows are recorded. You can go back and listen to the replays. You can share the link with people that you think might be interested in whatever we've talked about. Take care. Have a great time.